Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had seen and heard, which were just as they had been told.
Okay, well, children, we've opened a few presents. I've seen that already this morning. What else do we do on Christmas Day? What else are people doing? Grown-ups too. What else are you doing today, Christmas Day? Christmas dinner. Fantastic. Who else is having Christmas dinner today? Yeah, I think we'll all be having Christmas dinner of some description. Anything else? Anyone having a doze in an armchair? Yeah, I'm hoping to at some point. Anything else? Seeing friends? Family? Yeah, great. What else do we do? Watch a film? Anyone watching a film? Might do. Watch Queen's Speech? Yeah, a few people would be doing that. Great. Fantastic. Christmas dinner. I'm going to be eating Christmas dinner. I love Christmas dinner. What's your favourite part of Christmas dinner? Sprouts. I'm with you. I'm with you, Alex. Sprouts. Who likes sprouts? Yes, who doesn't like sprouts? What about pigs in blankets? Yeah, we love those at Christmas, don't we? And stuffing, chestnut stuffing. All kinds of different lovely things. Great. Well, you know what I like about Christmas dinner? I love the food, of course, and I'd be lying if I said that wasn't the best bit. But there's something else I like about Christmas dinner. What else do we have with Christmas dinners? Pudding, yes. What? Yep. Pardon? Gravy. What else do we have that isn't food with Christmas dinner? Crackers. Christmas crackers. I love Christmas crackers. Now, I've got here, because I just can't wait, actually, for Christmas dinner. I've got my own cracker here. So I thought we could get on with having our Christmas cracker straight away, couldn't we? There we go. I've got a Christmas cracker. Now, most Christmas crackers go bang, don't they? Well, they should do. I'm afraid this one doesn't. Okay. You might have seen this one before. It still doesn't go bang. But that's not a problem, because we can provide the bang, can't we? If we count to three when we pull this, we can all say bang. But first of all, we've got to get some people to help me pull the cracker. I thought Emma might like to, and Lydia. Where are you two? Are you over there? Because you haven't done anything yet this morning. Emma, do you want to come up, and Lydia? Well done. Oh, and you've got another present as well. You might need to put your present down for a moment. Why don't you put it down there? And that one. Well done. Right, now, just come and stand here on either side. Yep. Now, don't pull it yet, okay? Just hold it for the moment. So we're going to have a practice, because we've got to do the bang. So, are you ready? I'm going to count to three, and then we're going to shout out bang, okay? Nice and loud. So loud that the people who are dozing in their chairs around us, getting ready for their Christmas dinner, wake up and wonder what's going on, okay? So, are you ready? Wait a minute. This is just a practice, okay? One, two, three. Brilliant. I think we can do a bit. I'm not going to shout, otherwise I'll deafen you all. But I think we can do a bit better, can't we? Let's go again. One, two, three. That's better. Okay, right. We're going to do it for real this time. Ready? One, two, three. Yeah. Well done. Great. Now then. Well done. Now, bring those here. Let's put them up here. Thank you very much. Yeah, great. I'll take all of these. Thank you. And then they're going to help us. Right. Thank you very much, Emma. Thank you, Lydia. You can go and sit down again now. Thank you. Don't forget your toys. Well done. Right. Okay. What have we got here? What do you always get in a Christmas cracker? A joke. A joke. Okay, here we go. I've got a joke. What do you get if you cross Santa with a duck? A Christmas quacker. I didn't say it's a good joke, did I? They're never very good jokes, but there you go. What do you get if you cross Santa with a duck? A Christmas quacker. Why do we have jokes, or what do jokes remind us of in our Christmas crackers? So I think they remind us that Christmas is a time to celebrate. Christmas is a time for laughter, for cheerfulness, a time to be happy. Because on that first Christmas day, Jesus came into the world so that we can know God. See, without Jesus, we can't know God, can we? We could maybe look at the world around us and we could see the universe and the stars and the planets and the galaxies. We could look through a telescope and we could see the wonder of all that God has made. And we could see how powerful and how amazing he is. Or we could do the other thing, couldn't we, Bob? We could look through a microscope. Talk to Bob, because he's a microbiologist. We could look down a microscope and see all the intricacy and the delicacy of the tiniest parts of life and see just how awesome God is. And we could look at flowers and see what a wonderful artist he is. And we can look at all of life and see how amazing God is. And we can tell as well that God isn't like us, can't we? As we look at the world and the universe around us, because we couldn't make something like that. Only another kind of being could make something so amazing, so wonderful, and so big. So we can look around and see what God has made, but we can't see God, can we? We can't look through a telescope and see God. We can't look through down a microscope, can we, and see God at the bottom. If we are to see God, we need God to make himself known to us. And that's exactly what he's done on that first Christmas. On that first Christmas day, God came into our world. He became man. Jesus is God. So now we can see God. Those people who saw Jesus and listened to Jesus, well, they saw God. They were listening to God speaking. And as we read our Bibles and read all that Jesus did and the things he said, we can encounter God too through the pages of the Bible. And so that's, I think, what these jokes remind us of, that Christmas is a time to celebrate that God has made himself known so that we can know him and we can know him personally. Great. So that's the jokes. What else do we get in a Christmas cracker? We get a toy. They're not always great, are they? This one's a little plastic telephone. I'm not going to get a very good reception on this. But we get gifts. We get presents. We've already thought about that a little bit, haven't we? And we get presents to remind ourselves of the greatest present that we can ever receive, the present that God has given us in sending his son Jesus, the gift of eternal life through faith in him. See, because without Jesus, we don't have life, not real life, not the life that comes from being friends with God. Most of the time, we live by nature as enemies of God. We ignore him. We pretend he's not there. Or if we do acknowledge him, we push him to the edge of life and we get on with living our own way. And we do things that we shouldn't do. We fail to do the good things that he does want us to do. We act selfishly. And that's what the Bible calls sin. And sin is serious because sin means that God is rightly angry with us. And we'll miss out on eternal life in heaven because of our sin. But the great news of Christmas is that Jesus came so that we can have life. Jesus came so that our sin can be forgiven. And that rather than being enemies of God, we can be friends with God. And we can live with God forever in heaven, in the new creation, the new heavens and the new earth. It's the greatest gift that you and I can ever receive. And God gives it to us through faith in Jesus. Okay, that's the second thing. So, Christmas crackers remind us that Jesus came to make God known, that Jesus came so that we might have life. And what else do you get in a Christmas cracker? A crown that no one ever wants to put on, because no one looks good wearing one of these things, do they? Well, some people do, not me. So, anyway, Christmas crowns, what do they remind us of? They remind us that Jesus came to be our king, that Jesus is our king. Absolutely, Jesus is God, he's our king. And he came to teach us the best way to live. Because without Jesus, we can't know the best way to live. We might sit around and talk about it. We might come up with a few ideas, some rules. We might agree a few things about how we'll behave, the best way to live. But actually, we probably don't agree most of the time. We have all different ideas about the best way to live. If we want to know the best way to live, we need the God who made us to tell us the best way to live. We need him to tell us what we were made for. And that's what Jesus came to do. Jesus can tell us the best way to live if we will only listen to him. If we will listen to the things he says and do them and obey them, then we'll find that living his way is the best possible way to live, a way full of goodness and blessing and joy. So that's another reason that Christmas is good news, isn't it? Jesus came to teach us the best way to live. Okay, so three things there. Now, I hope when you pull your Christmas crackers, you can remember some of those. You can see how many you remember, children. I reckon the children, you'll do well. I reckon you'll remember all of them. I'm not so sure about your mummies and daddies, so why don't you test them? Okay, when you pull your crackers, see what they can remember. Jesus came so that we can know God. Jesus came so that we can have life. And Jesus came so that we can know the best way to live. Fantastic. Okay, right. Let me say a prayer. Loving Father, thank you this Christmas day that we can celebrate the fact that Jesus came into the world to make you known, so that as we read of Jesus and look to him, we see God himself. Thank you that Jesus came into the world so that we might have life, real life, life as your friends, and the certain hope of life with you forever in heaven. And thank you, Father, that Jesus came into the world to teach us the best way to live, living under your loving and good rule, listening to you and living the way you teach us. And pray, Father, you'd help us to remember that, not just today, but throughout this year ahead. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.